This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, October 27th. Well, live cattle markets were relatively quiet yesterday, just slightly lower. Feeder cattle started out fairly quiet as well, but they started to lean over. We're down about a buck plus on the feeders. So drifting lower back down to those lows that were put in here a couple days ago after the washout trade. So the upward, the snapback is not happening after this major sell off in the feeder cattle. So that would suggest we're probably going to get a little bit more to the downside. Usually when you get a wave of selling that finally stops, the markets will snap back to the point of the breakout. Well, we had a couple days in feeders where the markets stalled out and we didn't see a continuation of the selling, but the buying really did not step in and help bring this market, snap it back up to the breakout. So my guess is that we're probably going to get a little bit more to the downside here. And it would happen most likely sooner rather than later. In the cash trade, we did get rolling yesterday on the Fed trade around 184, which is down 2 from the previous week. Dress trade at 290 is down 4 from the previous week. Box beef values were lower. Choice down 65 cents at 307. Select was down 197 at 280. The spread gained $1.32. We're sitting at 27.16. Movement was a pretty strong 150 loads. Slaughter rate yesterday, 125,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 502, which is equal to a week ago, and it's down 11,000 from a year ago. The daily feeder cattle index at 236.82, which continues to slide lower. The seven-day average is down 101 at 240.62. So those daily numbers are still below the seven-day average, and most likely we're going to see that average continue to drag lower. It is a weighted average, and yesterday's volume was okay. It wasn't really light like we saw the previous 2 days on lower prices, but it wasn't a huge volume either. So we're still in light numbers as far as sales, cash auction yards, but those prices, again, are still below what that seven-day average is. Export sales yesterday were kind of the shining star. We sold 21,300, which is a much better number than we've seen over the last several weeks. South Korea took 9,300, China 3,200, Japan took 2,200. In pork export sales, 28,600, Mexico took 10,200, China 3,400, Canada took 3,200. So at least we've got some export sales going on, even with the strong dollar and tight, relatively tight beef supplies, export sales really picking up. Now, that did come mostly on South Korea, so I'm not sure what the deal is there. Maybe they've been absent and just needed to catch up, or they got something going on. But either way, it's still nice to see a strong export sales number. So moving forward, at least in the short term, my guess is probably you're going to see a little bit more pressure to the downside. Longer-term fundamentals, I don't see really have changed. You know, we are importing more cattle from Mexico in particular, who've already gone through their herd rebuilding process. But I don't see how those numbers can really offset the broad herd reduction we've seen here in the United States and the very little evidence that we've started herd rebuilding. So that process has still yet to come, which removes more heifers from the mix. It's just the way it has to happen. And yet, we see from this last cattle and feed report that the heifers are not being retained. They're moving into the feedlot. Now, most likely those are going to go to slaughter. So, we still have a big job ahead of us to rebuild these herds. I think that will start to happen. You're seeing much better moisture conditions in the southern and central plains and even up into the northern plains. We're seeing better rains come through the western Midwest. Drought is being reduced there. So that's the first thing that has to happen, is you have to have something to feed these animals, and that is happening. So I think herd rebuilding is just around the corner. Heifer retention, whatever's left is going to start, I think, in earnest. So that still is a process that we have to work our way through, and that's a bullish situation for both the feeder and the live cattle complex. And I think in particular, as we get into the spring, obviously you're going to come out of the winter in a better moisture situation. We should have grass available at least to get the summer started. And I think demand for calves is going to be big as we work our way into the springtime. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.